This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch, inaugurate and lay foundation stone for multiple projects related to the health sector for around 12,850 crore rupees in New Delhi today on the occasion of Dhanvantari Jayanti and the 9th Ayurveda Day. The Prime Minister will launch the expansion of health coverage to all the senior citizens aged 70 years and above as a major addition to the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Arogya Yojana. This will help health coverage to all the senior citizens regardless of their income. In a major boost to healthcare infrastructure, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for multiple healthcare institutions. He will inaugurate phase 2 of India's first All India Institute of Ayurveda, which includes Panchakarma Hospital, an Ayurvedic pharmacy for drug manufacturing, a sports medicine unit, and a central library. He will also inaugurate 3 medical colleges in Mandsaur, Neemuch, and Sioni in Madhya Pradesh. Additionally, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for 5 nursing colleges in Shivpuri, Ratlam, Khandwa, Rajgarh, and Mandsaur in Madhya Pradesh. He will also lay the foundation stone for 21 critical care blocks in Himachal Pradesh, Karnataka, Manipur, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan under the Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to the new appointed youth via video conferencing during the Rozgar Mela today. The Rozgar Mela will be organized at 40 locations nationwide, with new recruits joining the central government across various ministries and departments. Newly appointed recruiters will have the opportunity to undergo foundational training under Karma Yogi Prarambh, an online module available for iGOT Karma Yogi portal. Over 1,400 e-learning courses are available, equipping recruits with essential skills to serve effectively in their roles and to work towards building the Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat yesterday. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the Water Conservation Initiative, the Bharat Mata Sarovar in Dhundla village of Amreli district, with a joint venture of Dhulakia Foundation at the Government of Gujarat at the PPP model. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister said that the projects related to the roads, railways, water supply and tourism will significantly benefit the citizens of Saurashtra, Kutch, Junagadh, Porbandar and Putar district of the state. He reconfirmed that the government's commitment to water conservation. Among the projects of Navda to Chavand pump line will also supply 28 crore liters of water to 1,200 villages, benefiting around 67 lakh people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has dedicated the gauge conversion of Bhuj Naliya rail line to the nation from Amreli in Gujarat yesterday. The 101.4 kilometer rail line project has been completed at a cost of around 1,100 crore rupees. The extensive project features 24 major bridges, 254 minor bridges, 3 road over bridges, and 30 road under bridges, and the broad gauge rail line connects 11 stations in Gujarat. The Bhuj Naliya rail line provides seamless broad gauge rail connectivity with the rest of the rail network. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal will be on a 2-day visit to Saudi Arabia today, and the visit aims to further deepen the strategic partnership and explore new avenues of trade, investment and economic cooperation with India and Saudi Arabia. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will also participate in the 8th edition of Future Investment Initiative in Riyadh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.